She said, my fish story, my fish just keeps getting bigger and bigger. That's the story of when I said we went up to the Crane's Automotive News dinner before up in Traverse City. And I had to turn around to go and vote because I forgot to vote. She says, we didn't, sweetheart, we didn't almost get to Traverse City. We made it to like Birch Run when you decided you forgot to vote and we turned around and came back. So, you know, the fish always gets bigger the longer away the fish story goes. So we didn't almost make it to Traverse City and turn around to come back and vote. But we did make it to Birch Run and came back and voted because that's how important voting is. And I will not make that mistake today, matter of fact. Meanwhile, we certainly are seeing that a crisis can spur some great ideas. We've seen that. We've heard about it with Jeff Sloan and such. The pandemic completely redefined workers' ideas of job security and ultimately the meaning of living and working. A record number of people have actually started small businesses during the pandemic. With more on that story, WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne.
And Paul, we were surprised by some of these numbers in the midst of the COVID crisis. Millions of Americans started new businesses. How many? Well, 7 million. Here in Michigan, it's been no different. Brian Kelly, the president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, says there's been an unusually high number of small business applications since the pandemic started. Numbers not seen in at least a decade.
And we do see a high level of those with planned wages. And that means that that these are businesses in more of the traditional sense, where they expect to have a payroll, they expect to hire people.
And Jeff Sloan, the founder and president of the StartupNation.com, agrees it's the age of the entrepreneur.
In fact, more businesses have been started in the fourth quarter of 2020 and into the first quarter of 2021 than at any time during any given quarter in the country's history.
Kelly doesn't have a breakdown of the type of businesses that were started, but they run the gamut from hot dog food truck to the high-tech computer startups. 6 years ago, Karen Buscemi opened Detroit Zone.
Sometimes I think back to when I made the decision to open a sewing factory, and I remember at the time I was just like, we need this. We have so little opportunities for full-service cut and sew in the state. We need this. And I just like jumped into it head first.
And during the pandemic, Buscemi completely changed her business to an operation that made not only masks, but the other PPEs. One survey by Gusto found that the new businesses were overwhelmingly created by women and people of color. In 2020, 11% of the new business owners were Black or African American, compared to 3% in recent years, and 49% were women. That compares to 27% in recent years. The survey also found 51% of owners started their businesses out of an economic need. One-third said they did it because they lost their jobs. Paul?
Wow, that's an important aspect and part of this. Sometimes necessity is the mother of all inventions, whatever that saying is. But the point is, too, that all of us are entering into a new world when it comes to work. And, of course, that is because many of us, for the last over a year and a half, have been working from home. Some people hate it. Some people love it. Some people might be in the middle on that. But without question, it's going to affect the number of people coming, quote, back downtown, or coming back to leased buildings where the ownership might be saying, you know, we don't really need a space this big. We can do a kind of a hybrid of people working from home, maybe coming in once a week or once a month and having a meeting and reestablishing the relationships. It's going to be fascinating, and we don't yet know how this is all going to shake out, Marie.
So many changes in the way we do business, Paul. Certainly this influx of small businesses starting is an amazing, amazing thing. I mean, this is a big societal shift. I even asked Jeff Sloan, if more people are starting their businesses and going after their heart's desire, does that mean we're going to be a happier society? And he laughed and he said, you know what? That's a good point. Maybe we are going to be happier in general. But there's so many other things to consider too. And that is, how will young people in particular climb the corporate ladder? I know of young people who got new jobs during the pandemic and have yet to physically meet their coworkers. And as you know, when you're young and you're trying to make your way through the business world, it's important for you to network physically with another person and start relationships. So what's going to happen to those young people? How's that going to work in the future?
That's a good question, too. And everybody is looking at that and trying to figure it out. I'm getting mentions from people. They're hearing an echo. I heard it now for the first time that I had not heard it before. And so I apologize to our listeners if you're hearing it. Obviously, some are, because they're sending me messages saying there's some kind of an echo in the broadcast. I have no idea how or why, but I'm sure we'll get it fixed. Meanwhile, do you like doing the news and information from home, Marie?
I'm one of the people that loves working from home, so I really do miss seeing all of you, though, I have to say. That part I really miss, so I would like to see people once in a while, but I really love working from home.
I love working from home. It's just a lot easier than one might guess, and the quality doesn't, we aren't suffering from any quality, thank goodness, issues. And when I think about seeing people, you know, when you get off the air at 9 o'clock, some people aren't even at work yet. And so I don't see a lot of people when I'm doing the show. I look through the glass at Brian and Ann. I look to the left, and you might be in the news booth. Now, all that's going to change, because when we do go back, we have brand new studios. And eventually, they're not ready yet. But so I'm not even sure what the setup is. I do like to see people. I do like to socialize. But I won't really. I don't do that every morning anyway. At least in the old studios, you know.
Right, and we've been very lucky to have great engineers and great management. We have to give them a plug, because I have everything that I need right here at my fingertips. And, I mean, not everybody can have that advantage. So, you know, there's a reason to love working from home when you have everything you need, right?
Right. And so Keith and Ray, thanks for the hard work. They've been keeping several studios working, because all those studios are in our homes. Marie Osborne, thank you for your help, as always. WJR Senior News Analyst, as we continue on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR at 8:44.
Did you know that almost every car on the road today can use ethanol? And at least a little bit of ethanol is present in nearly every gallon of gasoline you find at the pump.